بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One of the greatest ni'mas and bounties that we enjoy as Muslims is Allah has given us the ability and the tawfiq to make sujood to Allah, sajda to Allah, putting our forehead on the ground for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people who make sujood and who bow and prostrate of other faiths and other ideologies, but they do it to lifeless objects. We are so fortunate Allah has given us this opportunity to do it repeatedly and over again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest you will come to Allah in this world, the closest to Allah in this world is when you are in sujood. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, communicate with Allah when you are in sujood. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, لَوْ عَلِمَ الْعَبْدُ مَا قَشِيَةٌ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ لَمَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ. If you only knew the extent of Allah's mercy that comes down on you and that pours down on you when you are in sujood, if you knew it and if you could see it, you would never want to lift your head up in sujood. So at times we must take out a moment just making a sujood. Without the salah, obviously, all the other requirements are necessary. Your wudu, you must have your wudu. You must be facing towards the qibla. You must be dressed appropriately like that. And take out time just spending it in sujood, putting your forehead onto the ground and communicating with Allah. Some of the pious predecessors, what they would do is they would go out into the open where there is soil and sand. And they would place their head onto the ground and keep it onto the sand, making sujood to Allah and making dua in that state and in that condition. May Allah grant us all.